Clashes continue between Iraqi security forces and Al-Qaeda and its affiliate group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. In their latest attack on Sunday, the ISIL militants killed 15 people. The Iraqi army says the terrorist group is killing civilians and hiding in civilian areas where the army does not want to go.
Each day we kill surrounding between 10 to 15 from those Daesh. All these areas, about it's areas of farmers, and it is somehow difficult for the troops to go inside it. They know that we have our strategy not to kill people or to innocent people.
The bloodiest attack happened in the predominantly Sunni town of Latafiyeh. Militants broke into homes and shot six people, execution style.
When some gangs go and killed Sunni people in that area, they are trying to say that Shia or militia from Shia killed Sunni people there. But you know, it is the act, it is the action, it is the hands of Daesh. All people know that. We cannot leave them taking these crimes and living without punishment.
The recent attacks, observers say, are meant to stop people from taking part in the country's upcoming parliamentary polls. But voters say they will vote anyway. The Iraqi army says it can easily prevent Al-Qaeda from reaching the capital, Baghdad. But they say there is still a lingering threat of bomb attacks as the parliamentary elections are drawing near. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.